How does a kid from Minnesota end up being like one of the most Googled people on the planet, and you've traveled the world? It's crazy.
Wow. I didn't get lipstick and eyeshadow. But I don't know. I was totally content. You know, I used to do birthday parties like as my main gig for a long time, and I was totally content with being a full time birthday party magician. You know, kind of like the during the week and weekend I would do, you know, school assembly shows for elementary schools and daycares and stuff, and then on the weekends during the day, I'd do birthday parties for kids, and then at night I'd go do all the weird stuff and all the weird clubs and everything like that. But the main source of income that paid was, you know, the birthday parties and the school assemblies and stuff, and I was totally fine with that, as long as I could just be doing magic, you know, and sustain a comfortable level of living. I was and go to Disney whenever I wanted. I was totally cool with that, and that's what I was doing for a long time. So to be doing this on the Illusionist is like really surreal. Still, even though I've been doing it for 3 years with this tour, and have done tons of other stuff, you know, everything, be the Illusionist tour, my Broadway show, or anything else in between, you know, I just have to stop and think about it. It was only like 5 years ago I was doing, Tommy's birthday party down the road or something.
It's so wild.